Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as we get set for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in Game 1 of a six-game set from Blue Wahoo Stadium. I'm Javik Blake. It's time for today's pregame interview, and we're joined by catcher Brent Diaz. Brent, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
You come down to Biloxi, and all of a sudden, this is a team that has been on fire. What's it been like walking into this clubhouse with a team as hot as it's been?
It's been really fun. Seeing the guys and being in the environment with them, seeing how they go about their business, seeing some of the younger guys. It's a good mix of younger guys and older guys, and just seeing how they are relentless, you know, whether it be on offense or from the pitching side. A lot of guys are putting together a lot of really good ABs, and they're passing it on to the next guy, which makes it really tough on the opposing pitchers, right? If every at-bat's a hard at-bat for them to throw to, it not necessarily makes it easier, but it's definitely like, man, you know, they really got to think about how they want to throw to guys, and I think that's really helped the offense.
How fun is it to be a part of this lineup where 1 through 9, everybody can hit and everybody's hitting well?
Well, I think that's what you want as a hitter, right? I was joking, I think, the first day, messing with one of the guys I was hitting behind, and I said, oh, this is a good day for me. I get to hit behind you. They're going to throw you all the junk and all the nasty stuff, and I'll just get heaters. But I was messing around. But no, in all seriousness, you know, obviously the lineup is really good. It's really strong, and there's a bunch of young talent in the organization coming up on this team. And I think, you know, they're leading the league in average or something like that. I don't know all the numbers that just got here, but it is. To answer your question, it's really fun, and it's fun when you get guys that are putting together quality at-bats and passing it to the next guy, and you give your defense a breather. You give your pitching staff a breather, right? You give them a cushion, and they can pitch with more confidence instead of, I have to be perfect.
Well, and it's especially easier when you guys go in the dugout, you're up by 1, you come back out the dugout the next time, you put up a 10-run inning, and you're up by 11.
Absolutely, and that's the point, right? Again, you know, you give options and you allow your pitchers to pitch with confidence, which is a really big thing, and I think it just helps the club overall.
What's it been like learning with this staff and learning how to catch this staff? Your first start behind the plate, you're catching Jacob Mizorowski, who throws 100-plus with 90-mile-an-hour sliders. You got Carlos Rodriguez on this staff, a lot of good young talent on this team. What's it been like adapting and learning to their pitching style so far?
It's been exciting for me. Personally, I've obviously, this is my third year in AA now, so when I come in, I'm a little bit more comfortable, and I go and I talk to the coaches and I get a rapport, and I talk to Will, and I see, you know, what are guys' stuff, what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses, what are we trying to do as an organization, and just applying that to the game. I think that gives me a lot of confidence, and I think it also just helps, you know, seeing what guys' strengths are and just using those really well and mixing in, you know, things that they need to work on in the game as well. So, you know, whether it's Mizorowski or it's Carlos Rodriguez, you have a plan of attack of how we're going to go into this game, what does he like to do, why does he like to do it, and then from there, you're just having fun. Then it just becomes baseball. So as far as preparation goes, yeah, man, I want to know all these pitchers like the back of my hand. I want to try to catch them at least one time before I get them in a game, and I want to know what they're confident in throwing. So the more confident they are in throwing, I know what I can rely on when it's a situation like a one-run ball game that we are going to need a pitch, and yeah, what they believe in.
Shuckers in Pensacola tonight. You're back playing in your home state of Florida. How fun is it anytime you get to play back in your home state?
It's awesome. I'm very proud and happy to be back in my home state. I feel like I'm so close to home, but yet so far. It's a 10-hour drive. But, you know, just being in Florida where I grew up, coming up as a young kid and playing on the baseball fields and being in the hot summers at 8 in the morning with 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. wake-up calls to go to tournaments. It's always a great time, and I love the water, and I love being out on the water, and this stadium is obviously a great stadium to play in AA, one of the best, I think, in this league, and it's just great.
What's it like as a kid growing up in Miami playing baseball? Because it is not like growing up in the Northeast or even in the Midwest out in Wisconsin where it snows and you can't play baseball. It's a 12-month, 365-day thing down here.
It's, you know, it's relentless. Honestly, I think from a young age, I mean, I remember growing up and local park for me was Tamiami Park, and parents were getting into fights, cops were getting called and things like that, because it was so, you know, there's so much pride being a, you know, a Cuban American and the Latin community, and how much pride we take in the game of baseball, that it really pushed me to kind of keep pushing beyond my boundaries and what I thought were my limits, and it's obviously, it's awesome, right? Because we do this is what we do. You know, everybody always asks me, what sports did you play growing up? This was it. You know, this was it. We played baseball 365, 24/7, and you know, you're seeing it now how guys are starting to specialize in individual sports more and more and more, and in Miami it was just second nature to us.
This is also an organization that has tons of Latin American talent. You talk about that pride. How much pride does it give you to see the amount of Latin American talent all around the Brewers organization?
It's just great. And you know, we got a funny saying, but like us Latinos, we call ourselves like Latino gang in a way, you know, just because it's different, man. You know, when you come here and you're in a foreign country and you don't speak the native language and all you want to do is play baseball and all you want to do is take care of your family and seeing that now as a 27-year-old, and seeing those younger guys, it's awesome because you're in a position to help them out. You know, even something as small as like, hey, where do you want to go eat? Well, hey, check out this, you know, local place that they might know, because you got to remember, I mean, they get dropped off here and it's like they're in an environment that's completely unfamiliar to them. And it's just really cool, besides the baseball stuff, just seeing them off the field and the kind of people that they are and who they are as individuals and how close they are, and family is very important. So just being a part of that and seeing it throughout the organization, it doesn't matter what level you go up to, you know, I feel like in the Latin culture, it doesn't matter if you're in low A or you're in AAA, if you're Latin, you know, there's somebody that's going to put their arm around you and give you a hug, you know, when you get in there. So it's always a really good feeling.
Well, Brent, thanks much for joining us. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and Blue Wahoos at 6:35.